Wednesday, everybody, and welcome to Normal World. I'm Dave Lando.
I'm quarterback Garrett, and there's Angel over there.
It's me.
What, hey.
Hi.
What's up, Mario?
Sorry.
It's a me,
it's
Angela.
A me.
Hey, starting off the show right here, right off the top, I want to talk to you guys. I know you're doing it, and I appreciate it. You're hitting that like button and subscribing and sharing and listening on the audio podcast side. We appreciate you.
Smash
you.
That like button, right, kids? Smash it.
We should come up with our own.
We did. Snatch it's tongue it. Punch.
Oh, yeah. Tongue punch.
Tongue punch that like button.
Tongue punch that like button.
Yeah.
There you go. Don't give that to
That's
the internet.
Me tongue punching. They can have it. I don't care.
Okay.
I got nothing left.
That should have been the photo on the thumbnail.
I got nothing left.
Hey, joining us today, two great people.
What?
Two guests tonight.
Are they here now?
They are here now in the room with us. They're not ghosts. They're not imaginary. The host of Side Scrollers, Stuttering Craig. Welcome to the show.
Oh, nice.
Ow, 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 ow.
Thank you for being my guest.
Hey, I am beyond excited to be your guest.
That's also, how dare you?
Thanks for having me. This is so much fun.
Our pleasure. And also joining us, you can see him at the Park Theater in Glens Falls, New York, July 10th. Ooh. Please welcome Jimmy McCartney.
Oh!
Thank you for having me, everybody.
Our pleasure.
Glad to be here.
We won't make any stupid Paul McCartney jokes and then restart the show.
Will not happen. None of those will be said at all.
It's the first time I ever heard one, though. Ever.
Ever. It's got to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you Irish, by chance?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Before you go through all the whole conversation. No. Sorry, don't even listen to me.
No.
Dave, what do you have?
What?
What are we doing? What's the news?
May 11th, that's this weekend, you can see me in Billings, Montana.
What?
Yes, tickets at DaveLando.com. And also, you can see me May 18th in Henderson, Kentucky. And you know what? Why not just throw some more logs on the fire and look at the dates right there. You can see me in May 31st through June 1st in Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities and June 14th through 15th in Fort Wayne at Summit Comedy Club.
That's a lot of shows.
I'm just going to throw them all out there because Daddy needs money.
Yeah, do it.
Why so not? Bring your money.
Wait.
What?
No, you got to buy the tickets.
Yeah. Well, I do it for the love of it, not the money.
You just love flying in airports, right?
Yeah, I love
it. Sleeping in hotels.
Yep.
Oh, it's the best.
Great.
There's nothing better, especially these days. the Met Gala was over this weekend. It took place, and it's referred to as fashion's biggest night out. Okay. Gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, to get the hot scoop on what everyone was wearing, we sent our fashion correspondent, Crispin.
Hey everybody, it's Crispin. Sorry it's been a while. I got locked in a library in Portland and for the life of me, I just could not get out. This week I'm covering the Met Gala, or as I like to call it, a safe space for people who need to be bullied back to reality. I mean, come on, Lizzo's got a goddamn carnival game on her head. Land a softball in there and you'll get a fucking stuffed bear from a redneck and a flannel cutoff. Boy, I don't see too well. Is that Adwoa Bower? Is that my stepdad after crushing a six-pack of Bud Heavy before noon? John Bailey's got flowers popping out of his chest looking like a sensitive Iron Man. Who's this guy teaming up with? The Cringers? Oh, come on. Jaden and Willow Smith. A cautionary tale of what happens when your dad is Will Smith and your mom publicly has sex with everyone but your dad. This lady's designer is like, hey, what kind of look do you want? She's like, oh, I don't know. I was just hoping maybe you can make me look like a squash with a fupa. Who's this guy trying to be, Gay Fox? Remember, on the 5th of November, P. Diddy fondled Usher's member. Someone go to the snack cart and get this man a mustache to suck on. I'm going home. See you next time.
Man. Thank you, Crispin.
I was worried about him. You know, he wasn't answering his phone.
Yeah, well, he's been picketing in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been holding up a library.
Oh, he was in there.
Yeah, it's with a bunch of people that don't like Jews.
Or don't know what they're protesting.
Right.
At all.
Go Portland.
Yeah. Yay.
Did you guys like the Met Gala?
You know, I don't really know what the Met Gala is. And I don't, you know, I see all the pictures going into it, but what is it? What happens in it? There's no cell phones, and this is something I legitimately don't know. I just know that it's an excuse for a lot of people to spend a lot of money and look really goofy.
Are there no cell phones?
Yeah.
Oh, they kill a baby.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You think it's sacrificial?
It's definitely just a portal into the gallery to watch the Hunger Games.
Yeah, there's something.
If you look at those outfits, they would blend right in.
Do you think the Help are the Hunger Games?
They're the ones that
they're the ones
like,
that are sitting there like you fight.
Yeah, at
like
least
a Mandingo fight.
One waiter lives.
My favorite thing.
Like, he wins. He gets to be the waiter next year.
Yeah.
I loved how during COVID, do you remember when they brought back the Met Gala during COVID and everybody who was going was like, they didn't have a mask on, but all the help had the masks on. It's like, don't you come near me.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to make sure your lessers.
That's right.
You don't want to get their germs.
They're the ones with the diseases.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You got to slow the spread. So you got to start with somebody.
6 feet apart, carrying my train.
I think it's a bunch of steps. Rich, terrible people.
That's mostly what it is.
Yeah.
I think they just go in and they have like a glass funnel where they can smell each other's farts.
It's probably true.
They're hotboxing in there.
They just, those soy farts.
That's what
farts.
The cones are for.
Yeah.
The Lizzo cone was
It funnels it right
funneling
in.
Funneling it in, right?
Yep, into there
the
it is.
That's a rough one.
Actually, yeah.
It's a rough fart.
Ooh, ah, oh.
Lizzo farts.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the car with
bananas.
That. No, you're just... What did you eat? Yeah, she doesn't eat
everything,
meat, right?
Well, I don't know, but just there was that story of the banana coming out of the strippers.
Oh, right. And then she's like forcing her friends to eat it.
Yeah.
She's like, do it.
It'd be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Do it because I'm heavy.
I mean, at least it was a fruit. Like, you'd figure it would be like a cheeseburger with french fries. So, I mean, at least they're going in that direction.
It was food she was sharing.
Yeah. Zucchini. Yeah. Right.
Not that I want to body shame. I think she's brave and beautiful.
Yes, beautiful woman.
And I think she looked good.
Is she more brave or more beautiful, though, Dave? That's
Boy.
The question.
Oh, don't make me choose.
You look, can it just be a 50-50? I think she's
just let
equal,
me get out of this.
I think she's equal amount brave and equal amount beautiful.
I mean, realistic question, though. You're talking about Lizzo farts. What is the dollar amount that it would take for you to just really get a hold of one and just take a big old whiff?
Oh, boy. Ooh. I got to go 38,000.
Wow.
It's an incredibly specific number.
Yep.
That's I feel like someone's asked you that before, or you've already done it. Either
I've just done stuff for that amount.
38,000. That's a good number. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I guess.
So what? What? How long is that going to take?
I guess it's
how much she got in the tank.
Yeah, it's an unfair question because if you're around her, it's going to happen anyway. So,
right. Yeah.
I guess if you're going to meet her, I guess I don't know, $500 because it's just inevitable.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, she's going to be farting.
It's part of the NDA when you get into the Lizzo club. Is there'll be I will fart on the NDA and you cannot share about it.
Well, you know that she has those strict NDAs with her dancers.
I would love to be able to read that.
Yeah.
There's got to be some wild shit on that for sure.
I guarantee it. She makes me eat bananas.
She kind of got through that pretty unscathed though.
She really did.
If you really think about it.
It's like Weinstein level stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just like making, that's weird.
When you're making.
Not quite that.
Vagina bananas.
Well, yeah, I guess it is. It's eerily sexual. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Weinstein wasn't brave and beautiful. Equal parts of both.
He was just brave.
Yeah. He had a crippled wiener. Hey, do you know about these the Boeing airplanes crashing all the time and people getting, I'm sorry, killing them?
Because a new one just went down.
Really?
Yeah.
Today.
Turns out.
This morning.
What?
Today.
A FedEx one.
You didn't fly in, did you?
Tom,
I absolutely did.
Tom Hanks and a volleyball were on it.
Oh. That's too bad.
It narrowly avoided catastrophe after its front landing gear failed to deploy while descending onto a runway, which is the main thing you're going to want it to do, is have landing gear. And it's all on video. Thankfully, there were no casualties, but the cause of one of the plane's front landing gear failure remains unclear. But there was two people that killed themselves over it earlier this year, last week. Allegedly, mysterious disease and shot himself outside of the building before he testified.
It's very sad.
Again, not kill. I shouldn't have said it. Alleged.
Oh. So Boeing is based in Seattle. So if anyone sees like a massive spike of suicides in Seattle, it is completely unrelated.
Well, that's just because.
Nothing to do with anything.
Because of the rain.
Yeah.
That's
of
fentanyl.
Of all that rain.
Yeah.
Let's see the video.
I don't know,
1 second. Do we have to?
Look at that.
Oh, my.
You know, skilled landing.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, no. That's
it gets worse than this?
This is where.
I was thinking, this is pretty good.
This is a good
this
part.
Is the hopeful part. Just,
oh, my God.
This is the part where the wheel doesn't come out.
Oh, no.
Wonder what the pilots were saying in that exact moment.
Save the packages.
Overnight shipping must be able to.
Must be met. We have a deadline.
God.
Oh, no.
This is
well said.
That's a good story, though, if you're a passenger. You have that story for the rest of your life.
But it's packages.
Oh. There's no people in there?
I don't think they do people.
You didn't think it's just like branded FedEx? Well,
it could be
I don't
some
think
people.
They have a flight attendant.
No, it's
for
not
the,
a...
It's not passengers? Oh,
no.
That's...
No, there could be people in the packages that are being shipped here from Asia.
This is true.
That someone bought online.
Little babies. They work for Boeing?
They might.
They were crafting it as it was...
They come in sex boxes. You've yeah. never... No? All right.
You don't get it.
I know a guy. Do you travel a lot. Do you fear flying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially recently, because every plane is pretty much a Boeing.
Yeah. I was honestly thinking about that as it was making weird noises when I flew in yesterday. I was like, you know, I used to just be like, airplanes are weird. But right. now I'm like, you know, today might be my day.
Yeah, everything sounds like a 91 Ford Escort. Like, it's just, like, wiggly.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
this is, I don't know if this is going to hold it together.
Yeah.
And somebody flapping. On the plane is always like, I wonder if this is a Boeing plane. And you're like, it is.
It says it on the ticket.
Yeah.
You can check that.
I've never, ever been concerned about flying until the last time I flew. And I was on the last row, last, you know, sitting next to the window looking out there. And I'm like, this could be it. You know, it's like this could be the way I leave. And I've never ever thought that, but it was, and for this brief like 5 seconds, I kind of started like, and then I kind of collected myself. But that never would have happened up until the last 3-4 months. It's insane.
Now, do you think it's because we're hyper aware of it? Was this stuff going on all the time, or is this happening more frequently for real? You know, there's like that phenomenon where you start looking at something and you go, oh, I'm seeing it everywhere. Yeah. This crashes all the time.
Well, I think that there's two more people dead who may those two people wouldn't have been dead had all this stuff not been happening.
Just trying to stay off that list. Just trying to devil's advocate.
No, you're right, though. It does bother me. And I guess I've always noticed a little bit, but I don't. Flying's yep. never bothered me. But the last several flights I'm on, it's like, do you deliberately hit turbulence now? They're like, sorry, we can't do snacks or drinks. We're unfortunately going to be hitting turbulence the entire flight. It will be shaking. So just, you know, whatever. Yep. Hold on to your loved ones. If yeah, and that's
just get to,
every flight I get on now is just shaky.
Well, the thing is like
big old hug.
Flying before this happened was terrible. It's like the only industry where you pay hundreds of dollars to be treated like dog shit.
Yes, and then they get bailed out by the government endlessly.
Yeah,
doing a terrible job.
Yeah,
they also can oversell your ticket. They can oversell their goods, and they never get in trouble.
And
for
volunteer
it.
You to be left off the plane. Yeah, you've been like, volunteered.
Oh, but don't worry, we gave you a $400 snack voucher, and you're like, that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you can book your own plane ticket now. Yeah. You just have to use it between now and last Thursday.
Yeah. It was like 3 years ago, flying was terrible because you'd be in a horrible, uncomfortable seat with sick people coughing all around you, feeling like crap. And now it's like, oh, and by the added bonus, you might die.
Yeah. And now if you're morbidly obese, you get free seats on Southwest. You get extra.
Really?
Yeah, they don't cater to the person who's not a piece of shit.
Well,
that was blunt.
They still got to make a move if the weight is too heavy on one side of the plane. They're like, hey, sorry.
I think that they do it, but they probably are more casual. Like, they have, like, a fun stewardess.
How do they broach that subject?
Like, let's do, you know, like, Chinese
like
fire drill.
Musical chairs, you know. Move over there.
I don't know. That's got to be a lot if you come. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're taking up two seats, you got to somehow defer the weight to the other side of the plane.
Well, you two are skinny. You guys go over on this side, and you fatty McGee,
one person
over here. You know, but it is, you know, when it comes, we live in Dallas, and I drive around. There are times where, you know, there's planes going over us all the time, to points where I look up and I'm like, yeah, that one may come down. You know, like we're at a point to where I'm driving and I'm like trying to swerve, not making sure I'm not getting hit by planes falling out of the sky or freaking wheels. But this is, it's really. I don't know. For the first time in my life, I have an irrational fear, tiny irrational fear of flying, right. And also death by talking about it. You know, it's
I don't want to bring it up because I feel like they're watching me. Because when you kill yourself in a car before going into a building to testify, it makes me really uncomfortable.
Or if you're an inspector, that specifically it's your job to inspect these planes, and you might know some information.
Yeah.
Then you turn up.
Right.
Deleted. Well,
fortunately, though, our transportation of Secretary of Transportation is so incredibly on top of everything.
Get a peek.
So, yeah, this is definitely going to get resolved very well.
Well, and also, if he was inspecting the planes, shouldn't we be bothered by the fact that a flesh-eating bacteria is what killed him? Mm. It ate his hands and feet.
The guy?
Yeah, the last guy that died.
And stuff, and they were, like, rotted away. It was very extreme.
Yeah, he was like, I have some, you know... interest on Boeing whistleblowers, and somebody walked by him and touched him with a glove.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes later, he was like, why are my hands gone?
Oh my God.
I mean, that's embellished.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah.
North Korea tactics.
It would look like he had like frostbite.
Yeah.
Where was he? Do you remember?
I don't
Miami?
Remember.
Probably
yeah, right? He's like, yeah.
Most likely.
San Diego, California. Frostbite. Died of frostbite. Weird.
Well, this is fun. I don't know how you guys want to die, but this is not how I think you'd want to go. Investigators say that this happened. Well, a man got in a car accident, and then a bear ate him.
Wow.
So
what?
He was...
What?
They're claiming that he was dead when he got, you know, once the he hit
in
like
the
fourth tree.
Okay.
But I feel like that's just something you tell the family. I'm pretty sure he probably got up and was like
oh,
was someone
still alive.
Here? And it was a bear.
Have you seen this stuff going around the internet? I'll let you finish this, but there's a thing going around the internet on the TikToks.
We have the call to 911.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, the bear actually did use this man's fingerprints to unlock his phone.
Holy
and call
crap.
At first, it was
a rescue bear trying to help him.
911, what's the emergency? Okay. Is this a bear? All right, can you please check for a pulse? No pulse? All right, I don't see how eating him would help my guy.
Tragic stuff.
I just want to say this happened in Boston.
Oh,
that's
I thought
why.
It was Australia.
Yeah. No, it was Boston.
I thought it was London. That was pretty good.
And then I thought it was Australia, and then I thought it was London.
Very diverse 911 yes. operator. Yeah.
The cop went to the family and was like, I am the bearer of, shit.
I shouldn't have used that word.
What?
But anyway, the thing
Let's
I was
pause.
Talking about.
What?
On TikTok, there's a TikTok going around where somebody's asking women, if you would rather stay alone in the woods with a bear or a man, and most women in the video at least say a bear.
I don't think so.
I would say a bear.
Then it blew up.
Then a man?
Yes.
Why?
They're scary when you're alone with them.
Bears?
Men?
Men.
What if the man's a bear?
A gay bear? Then yes, I will keep it.
Like, would you rather stay in the woods with a gay bear or a regular bear?
Gay bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
He's not interested.
Same question.
I mean, I would have to pick the bear, too.
You go with the bear?
Especially if it was a white man, because we all know the terrors that they've unleashed upon society. So I would absolutely choose the bear.
Yes.
If he was heteronormative and a white man, forget it. Ooh. Give me two bears.
That's
Give me
tough.
A den of bears as opposed to two straight white men.
That does sound like hell on earth.
Yeah. Yes. Bears never committed genocide.
That's true.
It's a fact.
That's true. And we do know that if a white man, white people never camp, so they wouldn't know what to do in the woods.
No.
Craig, would you rather stay with a gay bear, a bear, or just a man?
Oh, man. You know, that's a great question. And until you brought the gay bear into it, I was going to go with the man. But the gay bear, definitely, 100%.
I feel like he would be very protective.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might respect your boundaries, at least for a while.
Well, how long?
Well, see, the reason that you guys are like, with the gay bear, that's the same reason that women say the actual bear. You realize that, right? It's like, oh.
Well, you're in the woods.
Yeah, but it's a joke.
What if you have to repopulate humanity, which is exactly what I would say.
With a bear?
Yep, I would say to a bear.
All right, okay.
I bear, you're like, what if we got to make more people, bear? And the bear's like, what?
Gives you this lusty bear look.
Yeah, he's like, oh, bother.
Has the internet ever seen a bear? Like a real bear?
Like bears will
they
eat
know?
You.
Yeah, they will eat you. Well, they'll
would you rather have sexual intercourse with a man than be eaten by a bear? That's really the question.
Yeah, they'll eat half of you.
Who would rather
drag
be eaten
you into
by
a
bear
hole
than have sex with? What if it's your husband?
Yeah.
Well, if it's my husband, he can. Yeah. Then I'd rather
any
have sex
old
with
any
him.
Old man. You just take the roll it's the so, dice. It's from
if
it's
it
from
was,
your husband to Jack the Ripper, and you roll the dice. It could be any one of them.
She's probably into that.
There's too many components.
That's
to
true.
This.
She can
yeah,
be into
that.
Look at her. Look at her desk.
She's like, well, I'm thinking
he's
about
like,
it
well,
now.
If he's a serial killer, I'll give him a
If it was Ted Bundy, yes.
Okay. Mr. Rogers instead.
Yeah. Let's say he had the Ted Bundy charisma.
That sound.
That sounded like a bear. That sounded like a bear.
I mean, either way, you're going to get murdered. Yeah. So you're either going to get murdered by a man with a lot of charisma or a bear.
I'd rather be eaten by a bear than have sex with a man I don't want to have sex with.
But I feel like
I like
outrun
that.
A man, though.
I also would rather be eaten by a bear than not have sex with a man I don't want to have sex with.
Dave said that with conviction. Like, he's like, that's something I've always believed.
I've always said that. There's one thing I don't want to do. It's be eaten by a bear or have sex with a man I don't want to have sex with. Yeah.
It's on Miracle Made Sheets?
Well, now that you've mentioned Miracle Made Sheets, you're darn tootin'. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
I did know that, but what?
Even in the woods. It can lead to acne, allergies, stuffy noses, and it's just gross. Yeah. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning antibacterial bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, comforters, and it prevents 99.7% of bacterial growth. Did you know that?
I did know that, but you're going to need to know that knowledge and have those sheets when you're in the woods with the bear, not the animal.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Either bear, you're going to want these sheets to stay cool because they keep you cool. And that means at a low temp, instead of getting all hot and bothered. Oh. And when you get real hot and when you get bothered, I want you to call me Miracle Made Sheets.
Yes.
Leaving them, they're very clean and fresh, and all those gross odors are gone. So go to trymiracle.com/normal, and you can try Miracle Sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use the promo code NORMAL at checkout, you'll receive 3 free towels and save an additional 20%. Miracle is so comfortable and so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/normal and use the code NORMAL to claim your 3 free. I think I said it already.
You said it.
But I think you should know again.
It bears you get repeating.
The 3 towels right there, my friend. It's a 3-piece set. Hand, body, and face. That's trymiracle.com/normal. To treat yourself, trymiracle.com/normal. And thank you for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Miracle Made.
That was good.
I'm not going to lie. Wow. I want to go buy some right now just based off the tie-in, man. That was
yeah, that was seamless.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
It was a great way to get out of talking about what we were.
Yes. Which in no way is connected to the ad sponsor.
No.
At all.
No.
Those are just completely separate things.
Our views are not their views.
Beaten? No.
No,
I think
for the views that the sheets are great.
We both agree with that.
Yes.
I don't know if they'd rather be eaten by a bear or have sexual intercourse with a man they've never met before.
But in either scenario, it happens on the sheets every time.
Gets wicked away.
What if it was like a woman or a bear and you're like a bear? I'd have some questions.
Do you think you could take a bear?
Oh, I have.
Obviously.
Yeah. Dude, I used to bare knuckle box bears.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to.
Okay.
I won too many fights and they disqualified me from the league.
You're Abe Lincoln.
The first thing I thought when I saw you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I hurt up my hands. I used to put on one of their like family paws. And I would box the bears.
Oh, so it's like a regulated fight. You got to put on their paws to make it even.
Yeah, they got to think you're a bear.
That's the right to bear arms.
That's right.
Sorry.
That wasn't as good as your last one.
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
You're telling me, sister.
You miss every shot you don't take.
That's true.
What was your boxing name?
Huh?
Your name?
Like your nickname? It was Shaky Dave.
But you were undefeated?
That's correct. It was because I lacked B vitamins. And I also had palsies.
So your talons would shake when you put the hands on?
I had Bell's palsy at the time. I was old frozen face Shaky Dave.
I'm so glad you got over that, though.
Yeah, they said no matter how hard he got hit, he always made the same face.
Let's see that face.
Yeah, just like that. That's another great thumbnail photo.
Congratulations.
That was Bell Palsy Boxing Dave.
Oh, man.
Old Shaky Dave.
Old Shaky Dave.
Undefeated. Yeah. Out-defeated. Very tired today.
Out-defeated.
Out-defeated, undefeated.
Out-defeated sounds like the forest question of the man versus the bear thing, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I agree. Do you camp?
No, I don't.
Not a camper?
Now we have nothing in common.
Wow.
Do you camp?
Oh, absolutely. I look like I came out of a tent. Oh, yeah. Minutes ago.
Really?
You camp, don't you?
You like do long hikes in the woods? You do, or do like the Appalachian Trail and stuff?
He's like a hippie.
I am. I look like one for sure.
Yeah. You do.
I could sneak into any of the protests going on right now and I would blend right in.
Oh, yeah. They just hand you a sign.
They'd be like, welcome, brother.
They'd be like, this gay guy's one of us.
Yep.
One of ours right here.
But you like to camp?
Oh, yeah.
No, I just was trying to make conversation.
Okay.
Because I know he camps.
You do camp.
I do camp actually. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes but it's more like trailer camping. Like you get a nice RV,
right. Glamp.
Park it up by the water.
Okay, glamp, yeah.
Yeah, glamping.
Glamping. Well,
yeah, the glamping's fun.
I put on a lot of female makeup.
I can see it.
I sing. What? You don't do 80s glamp?
I wear tight jeans.
Just
codpiece
hair. Just a codpiece. Face paint.
Yeah, just sitting there dressed like
in the woods.
All of Poison camping.
All of them. All in one.
Bringing out your guitar and annoying everybody with just how loud it is. That's the good thing about campfires. Nobody brings an electric, but not a glamping.
Oh, no. You have a generator. You have a generator and an amp and a whole set.
You rock it out.
Like nobody hates that.
You basically are rocking, and you just go up to everybody, and you strut their face just to get a little bit of your bowl musk on.
They love it. Strong eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you play, you have to.
Of course. Oh, yeah. If you're going to assault someone in the woods while playing a flying V and wearing women's clothes, it's best to make full eye contact.
No blinking.
You know. Yeah.
Yep.
Would you rather have that or the bear? That's the question.
Oh, boy. You know what?
A show or the bear?
I'm going to go with the show.
Show.
Even if I'm going to get a codpiece ripped across the old stash,
yeah.
I think I would rather do that than be eaten by a bear.
Singing Every Easy. Rose Has Its Thorn as he's staring seductively into
Every
her eyes.
Every pine has its thorn. See, he made it like
yeah. Every
setting.
Every night has its thorn.
Yeah.
Who wants marshmallows and some more? This doesn't even rhyme. He's like, I know, but I have.
I had to make it work.
I brought marshmallows and I brought graham crackers.
You guys want it?
You can cook them on my cod piece. I don't know how to fire.
It's very warm.
Very hot.
Old codpiece s'mores at glamping.
The American dream.
It
really is. That's what the forefathers fought for.
Exactly. You're towing that trailer in a
freedom.
Freedom. Pontiac.
Good old codpiece shaky Dave over there.
Codpiece shaky Dave.
Yeah, rolling up.
Ever since he lost the bells, he's been rocking it out.
You have a fascinating career,
or you
Dave.
Just have the same frozen face.
Always.
While you're playing guitar.
Always me mugging, man.
Like, man, he always makes that same rock face. And you're like, no. He's got Bell's palsy.
He rides off into the woods.
He was born that way. He's handicapped.
I like the idea of you losing Bell's palsy. Like, one day you just
wake up.
Outgrown.
Well, it's gone. All right.
Look at that.
I think some people
get
rid of it, right? Like, you don't have it forever.
You get knocked out of you?
I didn't know you could recover from
it. I think you can recover from the Bells.
Is this
in a bear fight? You get knocked across the face.
Well, if you knock it right out of you.
If you get in a bear fight, like my good friend, what was his name? Grizzly Man. He lost his fight. Mm, him and his girlfriend could not take the bears.
Most people completely recover over time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, see?
I did not know that. That's a positive.
But he's saying that he didn't know that you could be punched by a bear and lose Bell's balls.
I get a punch.
By the way, I don't think that's the cure.
Can't rule it out. Don't go out into the woods and do that.
If your face is frozen like an ice cream, you want to get to.
It's caused by due to a swelling of the nerve. So yeah, I don't think it would
help. What
is it? It's due to swelling of nerves in the face.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna get it.
You punch the swelling right out.
One day,
it moves the swelling around.
It gets transferred to somebody else. Somebody just immediately gets Bell's palsy immediately. Yeah.
What if it's just one guy? Like it goes to everybody, like the movie. What?
It follows.
It follows.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's about sex.
Did you know that?
Yeah, that is about sex.
Oh my
that
gosh!
Movie.
So I hope I get it on stage.
Bell's palsy.
I'm gonna get it. I want it on stage mid set.
It has to be while you're sipping water.
Yeah.
To get into your next joke.
And I want it to be when I'm bombing. It's like a terrible show.
You could just save it for if you do ever bomb.
Yeah,
you
that's
could just,
my out.
Yeah.
Just blame it on the crowd. Be like, I got Bell's palsy. It's on you.
Now you get a standing O. And now you got to close on Bell's palsy every show.
Bell's palsy awareness. That's the way to do it, baby.
Just kills. Like, you got to see this.
Isn't there a comedian that had Bell's palsy?
Oh, yeah. There's been several. Yeah. But they got over it.
Oh.
Like a scorn lover.
That's awesome.
But not so scorn
for them.
A while. Hey, Craig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know about the video games.
I do, yeah. And Bell Palsy. And Bell Palsy.
The guest.
You know about that? Hey, there's some Gamergate stuff going on. We've talked about it on the show a little bit, got into it a little bit, but you know way more about it. And it's really getting, like, spicy right now.
Yeah, it's been a mess.
Is it getting very woke, for real, in that world?
Video game industry is the wokest of the woke.
That's a bummer.
It is 100% the wokest industry you could possibly be in. Like, even more than, like, drag shows. Like, it's incredibly woke. So that's the thing that's going on right now. And it started with the whole Sweet Baby Ink thing. Did you guys discuss the Sweet Baby Ink story?
We talked about that a little bit. Yeah.
So it started there. And the whole idea behind it is that it's all built around video game journalism, which sounds absolutely silly. The idea that they're a video game journalist. Right. But really when it comes down to it is, as these video game, traditional video game journalists, these video game websites, they go out there and they report on this news. What they're doing is they're reporting on the story through a certain narrative, and they're leaving out very important details of stories that really crumble their narrative, right? So over the last 2 months or so, it's escalated over time to the point to where people have been starting to get very critical of certain websites. And what happened in the last day was there was a YouTuber who put together a YouTube video that just said, like, hey, we need to end Kotaku, which is a very prominent video game website.
Very trash video game website.
Run by the same people who do like Jezebel and like it's
Mary Sue is another one for the movie side. Yeah.
Right, right. So this guy put together this this YouTube video just saying like, hey, we should end this website. It's not contributing anything to the video game media space, and it's all run by activists. Well, the lead editor over at Kotaku got really upset at it to the point to where she DM'd him and called him like a horrible trash human being and all this stuff. And then took it a step further after he didn't respond to her. Cause like, what do you say to that? You're just like, okay. She then reached out to his wife and like totally crossed the line, right? Especially if she's not reaching out to the wife for like a story that she's writing.
Right.
She's reaching out to the wife to break this man's relationship with his wife. And she reaches out and says, you know, hey, do you know that your husband is berating women and your husband is, you know, going out of his way to really make me look bad. And I just want you to know that your husband and the father of your children are doing this. So he then has to go back to his wife and say like, hey, did you get a weird message from this crazy unhinged lunatic?
Right.
And explain this to her. And it's like, that's a line that nobody should cross, especially when it comes to when we're talking about video games.
Gaming, like, right? What are you?
Right. So,
crazy. And this is the lead editor, head editor of Kotaku, pretty notable article site. It used to be.
Yes.
Now, that's the thing is like there was Gamergate 1 where all the gamers found out about these journalists and that they were all corrupt and they were taking like bribes and sexual favors and all this stuff to give games good reviews or to get access, right? And then this time, and that was back when these article sites and these magazines had pull.
Yeah, this was about a decade ago. Yeah, 2014, yeah. And they were
like Nintendo Power.
It's about luckily not yet. Wait, is Nintendo Power?
It's around as a it's a podcast. Nintendo.
Oh, is it really? It's not a mag anymore.
No, magazines are obsolete. It's like most paper of these websites, though.
Right. Yeah.
So these websites a decade ago they had some sort of sway, and now all the sway has transferred over to YouTubers, right? And so they are just totally they're grasping right now. All these traditional media sites, they're grasping at this idea that they know they're losing power, and the video game industry as a whole is still the thing. Is there's relationships still there? So these developers and publishers, once again, the wokest of the woke, all in line with these traditional media. So if you have a YouTube channel that is even remotely critical, you are labeled as a harasser, a right-wing bigot, a grazi, whatever, you know, and you're labeled all these horrible things when you're just like, all we're doing is just laughing at how stupid you are.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and that's what my show is.
That's what, yeah. Good.
And we do it every day, which is great. So
you had an interview with is it JT Smash or is it Smash?
Smash JT, yeah, yeah.
Smash JT. He was the one that his wife got contacted and all that stuff. It was a great interview. So please go watch that. But yeah, you're like right on that cusp of watching all that craziness go down, and it's the rift between the industry, so like the journalists and even the publishers and the dev teams are crazy woke and trying to do all this DEI stuff and removing aspects of games because journalists complain about them when they're all kind of in bed together. And then the rift is between them and the people that want to play the video games. They just want to have fun. It's left, right. It's people that don't care. It's everybody.
Just
everybody likes to play a game and have fun.
Just normal men.
Right.
You know, we're just normal men. We're just normal people. And it's amazing to see an industry that is so out of touch with his audience.
Yeah.
And the media is so out of touch with his audience. And that's the most fascinating thing about this is they continue to dig their own grave. And you see petitions to stop censorship in video games. You see every single day there's a story. And yeah, we got a pretty good pulse on the industry. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because we've been able to grow based off the simple message of, you're not insane. Our audience is not insane. When they look at something stupid like this, they say, look, that's stupid. And we say, you're right. You're not insane. Because on the internet, when you go on X, when you go on social media, when you go to Kotaku, when you go to these websites, they're telling you insane. They're telling you that this is not this is not the normal world, you know? And we're there to tell them. I see, that was a good tie-in, right?
That was good.
Thanks. Hey, appreciate that.
There you go. I like it.
Seamless. Take
that name, you game?
That was good.
Do you game at all, Jimmy?
No. I do not, unfortunately.
Adult, okay.
Yep.
Are you an adult or something? What are you?
I do love the arcade, though.
Yeah, me too.
I'm an arcade guy. I just don't own any systems.
Favorite arcade, go.
Favorite arcade game?
Yes.
Arcade Basketball Connect 4.
Oh.
So it's like 9 mini basketball hoops and Connect 4, and if you shoot into the wrong hoop, it goes into the wrong spot.
Oh, you mean so like a physical, you have to exert energy to do that?
Yes.
Oh.
That's a Dave and Buster's special right there.
That's a Dave and Buster's game right there.
Yes.
Let's say you were playing a video game.
Yes.
Halo.
Oh,
I grew up on Halo. You know, I know we were talking about it a little bit before, but yeah, I love Halo. I just haven't owned a system in a while.
Sitting in the thing at Dave and Buster's with my son with the guns, that's a blast.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah.
That feels not woke.
No, and that's for a larger mass audience, right? But
right.
When you're dealing with, you know, once again, these companies and such, there's always something in there. There's always some sort of like non-binary character, some sort of they, them, some sort of lesbian love interest that is shoehorned into games nowadays. DEI is a huge initiative in the video game industry. And what's happening is, if I can pull it straightly away from the fun topic and bring it back to the horrible topic.
Bears.
But what's happening is these video game companies, they don't want to touch the DEI, so they bring in these consultant companies so they can blame when something bad happens on the consultant company.
Sweet
so,
Baby Inc.
There you go.
But now a lot of the, like, it got exposed, the Sweet Baby Inks of the world and whatnot. There's a bunch of them. They're the consulting companies that come in and say, oh, well, you should add this to the character to have better read on the actual world.
Does this have to do with the fact that my porn name is Sweet Baby Stink?
You should sue them. Like, honestly. You had it first, really.
Look, I'm just trying to ask the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. Like, that got exposed, but those aren't just the problem. They're, all of that kind of consulting is now in-house.
Yes.
And they have these kind of HR departments that go through the story. And
do they hire the chief marketing officer of Bud Light? Is that
well?
Right.
There have been There's been major pushback on games, just like there has been on Bud Light. Like so much so that he's mentioned this company, Sweet Baby Inc., several times.
Yeah.
So Sweet Baby Inc. is a consulting firm that really pushes the whole diversity, equity, inclusion aspect of things. Right. So there is a giant Steam group. Steam is how you buy games on your personal computer.
Okay.
And there's a giant Steam group. It's the fourth largest Steam group that is dedicated to people who are, they just want to be aware if the Sweet Baby company is associated with the game in any way, shape, or form, so they know not to buy the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's happened is in the last 2 weeks,
I was in a porn called Steam Group.
See that again?
I just want to
need to sue. Know.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, but in the last 2 weeks, there was a game that was released that was connected to Sweet Baby Inc. and it bombed dramatically. And it looked like actually a pretty fun game, but Sweet Baby Inc. was associated with it, and people saw it on the Steam list. So that customer group of 400,000 people chose not to buy it. So there's 400,000 people saying, I will not buy this game if this company is associated with it.
Is it just that group, or does it seem like the pendulum is swinging in the other direction? Or is it still going further left, or is it like regular people are starting to wake up to what's going on?
So Sweet Baby is just like the head of the snake right now, but there's a dozen Sweet Baby Inks in the industry. There's a dozen DEI firms, et cetera, because it's a very niche, very lucrative business for these people. This is how they make a living, so they're not going to let go of it. But do I think it's going to go more crazy than before it comes back, yes, I think it's going to be, they're going to continue to double down for the foreseeable future. But what's going to need to happen is these games are going to need to like underperform dramatically. Mm-hmm. And because they're in development right now, and development of games takes 2 to 3 years, sometimes 4 or 5 years to get these games out. So these games that are being developed right now with this big initiative, they're going to need to come out in 3 years and bomb. And then they're going to go, oh shit, you know, we really need to course correct. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. And everybody's aware of that. So
we just saw with Helldivers, the gamers can come together and say, hey, we don't want that to happen and make it happen. We made Sony back down. Sony was for Helldivers. If you don't know, Helldivers is a game, squad-based game you could play, but everybody in the player base is supposed to work together. It's not, you're not PvP, you're not fighting each other. You're supposed to all work together to do certain major orders, so big missions, right? So that kind of trained the entire player base to work together to accomplish an objective.
And when QB says like, everybody, he like means like literally
entire.
Everybody who's playing the game is playing together to defeat the game master of the game. There's one person who controls the game, right? And as he said, like the idea that everybody is coming together to spread democracy. That's the whole mission of the game, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, please continue.
So Sony, the publisher, not the developers of the game, the overseer publisher, decided 3 months into the game that they were going to require the players to create a third-party account. And the PC players decided not to. They were like, we don't want to do that. You didn't really make it clear that we had to do that. We don't want to be connected to a Sony systems and network because you have a lot of breaches and all of the private information gets out there, along with they sold the game in regions where you couldn't even get an account. So by the TOS of Sony, you couldn't even play the game that you purchased. So a lot of people were pissed off for a lot of different reasons, and they made their voices heard by going to Steam, downvoting the hell out of it, uninstalling and requesting refunds to the point that it made Sony a massive company. Everybody knows Sony. They went, we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, but heard doesn't you, that seem like it's working? Like it's backfiring? I mean, that's why like, we'll get into more tomorrow.
It's like
but
incremental.
Like the Tom Brady roast, we'll get in more tomorrow. But doesn't that feel like to you the death of woke?
Yeah, it's the pendulum starting to shift.
I mean, that was a public spectacle of some of the. It's the most un-PC jokes that have been out said by people.
A long time.
It was so refreshing to watch.
It was great.
That was spectacular. And right, the Tom Brady roast was great, and from the video game side, it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's awesome to see the comedy side of things really kind of. It was awesome to see. It was like, whoa, it's like you know a decade ago.
Yeah, so the culture is changing for sure, and it's more of the I don't want to say consumer, but the everyday person. It's going towards like sanity.
Yeah.
Well, no,
these corporations, all of that, the everyman.
Everyman, it's coming back. And that's what they want to call it frat boy, but it's not. It's just regular people. Yeah. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, that's really what old school was. If you look at like Hangover, all that, when all those went away and all this stuff started, it's just going back to that.
It's going back to that.
You know, and you can call it, like you said, whatever you want, but it is an everyman quality. Yeah.
And like you said, it's going to take a long time. And it's like you stabbed a dragon. And the dragon isn't dead, but it's dying. So it's going to go and throw its arms all over the place and still try to do what it wants to do. But then it's going to culturally fail. Like the movies are failing, like video games that we've decided, hey, we don't want that anymore. Those are failing again. These massive corporations that have been run by this DEI and this kind of forced agenda, because video games are like the most democratized thing. Like there's a market for anybody that wants to make any game right now. You can be in your room, one person, make a game that blows up and is massive. So you don't need a DEI because you can go out and make your own game. You can make your all black game or your all LGBT game. It may not sell to everyone, but it'll sell to the people that want to play those games. So like that's what you want. You want it to be a free system.
Shooter?
No.
Speaking of which.
You want that to be. You want it to be that way, right? You want it to be everybody could make a game that appeals to anybody, any niche that they want.
Ultimately, the consumer will decide.
Exactly.
And that's meritocracy at its finest.
And it does feel like things are starting to move in a different direction slowly.
Absolutely.
I mostly do colleges. That's where I like make most of my living from. And I think I've done like 49 college shows in the last 2 years, which a lot of comedians are like, I won't touch them just because of the cancel culture and all that stuff. And I've only had a couple times where people got upset, but for the most part, even when I said things that were a little bit edgy, I didn't have any problems with it. And I think it's one of those things where it's starting to move to a position where people are getting more grounded and rational and realizing like, you know, just because someone says something, it's not the end of the world.
I think those people were always there. Mm-hmm. They were always the majority, and it was just the loud people that were held up to like, this is what everybody thinks. Yeah. That's not what everybody thinks.
No.
But it's a pretty bold thing because their play was to, if you opposed anything, to claim you are a racist, sexist, xenophobic bigot. That's a very, very terrifying thing to be get accused of.
Those things are horrible. Especially and we all agree that.
Yeah. You're right, right. So like if you're just a regular college kid.
I don't know what that means. Xenophobic. Go on.
It means you're afraid of the aliens from sci-fi.
Oh.
Yes. I thought it meant you were afraid of Xena the Warrior Princess.
I always thought
it was awesome. Muscles.
I thought
she's
it meant awesome, you were afraid of xylophones and I love them.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like if you're a college kid and you get accused of being a racist for laughing at something, you're going to back away and you're just going to hush up because that's a really powerful thing, you know? And so I think it's just now that more and more people are realizing like, wait a minute, like that's obviously BS.
You're taking the power out of words now. And then when really the people that are destroying the campuses and out front, I mean, it's really a small group of like 10 people.
Yeah.
Most of them that get interviewed don't know what they're doing. Right. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So we want to stop genocide. Well, how so? What about what's going on over there? Do you feel you're stopping genocide? And they're like
Nancy, do you know what happened? Right. Why we're here?
Bigot.
We're just not going to eat now. We're not going to eat for the next 3 days.
Right. Yeah, and you're like, don't eat. Try to go 5 minutes without cum, you weird fruit. So Christy Nome is back.
I love this.
Seamless.
I love this.
Christy Nome, you can't.
That's why
stop.
I said first-hand shooter, and I was like, sneaking into this one, but no.
Wait, people were a little upset that she killed her dog Cricket, and you can have your opinions.
Oh, what a good name though, Cricket.
I know. I think it's an awful thing to do. But
I think it's totally normal for a farm person to do that. But hey, that's fine.
And that's point counterpoint. I don't like shooting dogs in the face.
I love... Oh, wait, that's not what I meant.
Do you have a dog?
I do not.
You want one?
No.
I can get
my girlfriend one. Has one, and he's fantastic, even though he eats underwear and then has explosive diarrhea.
Well, that sounds terrible.
Yes.
You couldn't train the dog out of that explosive diarrhea.
Oh, I love him.
And you lived on a farm.
No,
okay.
And you had a gun.
He's not going to kill the dog in this scenario. Do you have a dog?
I have two.
So it does bother you, I assume, with shooting the dog in the face?
God. Okay.
That's not the argument!
So, little backstory here. I actually do have friends who Christy owned their dog because they lived on a farm, and the dog had cancer. He was going to die. So and this is not me. This is a friend. She took her dog out, gave him a steak, put it down in a hole. The dog put his little head down in the hole and put a little shotgun to the back of his head.
Oh, God.
That's rough.
I know it's rough. I know. I'm not saying it's right.
No, but it makes sense. So the dog was sick and stuff, so I'll give you the pat.
That's sad.
It's a shotgun to the head part.
We did the same with my Nana.
she
deserved it. She could
aggravated. We said she had cancer. She didn't.
She just complained too
That's
much.
What we told her.
No, you really have cancer, Grandma.
We thought of her as a cancer.
Yes. We had to cut it out.
The cancer on our family.
You guys remember the movie Old Yeller?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the
first. You mean the movie that I masturbate to almost every night?
Yep, that
and Marley and Me.
Oh God,
Fauci just jerks off to all day and all night while he hurts pooches. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry,
please. That was like one of the first movies I remembered as a kid,
dude. Yeah,
and it wasn't prefaced to me like why it was happening. So I just remember like, oh, this cute little dog, and then they shot it at the end. I was like, what even was that?
Yeah,
this is what movies are.
They didn't explain rabies to you.
Yeah.
They were like, no, they just made him shoot his dog.
They didn't want it anymore.
That's a terrifying ending as a young boy.
Yeah. It really was.
I don't think enough people get, you know, that lesson.
The rabies?
Yeah. You got to be careful out there.
It'll get
you. Get bit by the wrong squirrel, sure you want to pet them, but if they bite you,
they're cute.
Rabies.
They're cute.
Yeah.
But dangerous.
I know. They're like, come here, squirrel. Yeah. I got a handful
of nuts.
They're
all like,
yep.
They look like they're smiling.
Yep, but they're not.
But they
next
are
thing
not.
You know, you got the rabies.
There aren't enough movies nowadays with hard endings like that for kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, there's
really scar kids.
Too much fluff.
Right.
There needs to be stuff that makes a child not sleep for days.
Oh, the child actors are not sleeping.
Well, that's true. No matter what ending they get, it's always happy for the producer.
Yeah. So Christy Gnome.
You mean with the awards?
So Christy Gnome. What?
The awards that they get, that's why they're happy?
Yes, the awards. That's what I meant. They get happy awards.
At Met Galas.
Yes.
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 Sorry.
You don't have...
Gnome.
Christina Gnome.
Little person.
Releasing her book, No Going Back. Isn't that true? I bet you wish you did.
Yeah. Should have thought on that one. Should have gone back on that.
Whole book experience. Just naming it that. What an omen. She said that she had met with Kim Jong-un. She hadn't. It turns out that they did a little bit of a deep dive. And yes, they do like to put down their help the same way. But no, they did, in fact, not actually meet according to records. So she's kind of is backtracking on this, saying like, well, look, I thought it was Kim Jong-un. It may have just been a Chinese delivery man. That's an exact quote.
I was just at Panda Express.
We have a fantastic clip of her being called out on that news clip. Yeah.
Talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days and that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un. That's what you're saying.
No, I've met with many, many world leaders. Many world leaders. I've traveled around the world. I think I've talked extensively in this book about my time serving in Congress, my time as governor, before governor, some of the travels that I've had. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders. I'm just not going to do that. This anecdote shouldn't have been in the book, and as soon as it was brought to my attention, I made...
Oh, I hate politicians, dude. I cannot listen to
this. This is what happens when you hire a ghostwriter that hates you. And you don't read the book they wrote.
As soon as it was brought to my attention that I wrote down a lie, I changed it.
That was fantastic.
Can you imagine? Oh, wasn't it?
Oh, it was beautiful. My favorite part of that is the question of, like, who does she think is buying that response? Like, does she think someone watching at home with an 84 IQ is like, you know what? Maybe she did. Based on that verbiage, maybe she did.
Yeah, I've seen some people.
There's
a few people out there that are going to defend that and be like, no, she doesn't have to answer that.
It's definitely not zero.
Yeah, it's not zero.
This is her golden opportunity to say, oh, and that part about the dog, like,
that was also.
That shouldn't have been in there either.
I would say, look, I got a ghostwriter. I can't believe that this whole book was just about me murdering dogs and meeting people I've never met. There's like a whole section on Abe Lincoln.
That sounds like a good book. Yeah,
it's absurd. Like, why not just jump in and try to correct it all in one quick go?
Or, you know, just go, look, Mulligan, no book.
The best part is it was
no more book. It's gone.
It was literally a quote. So it's like, that's supposed to be her verbiage. So that makes you wonder what else in there is just nothing. Everything. She didn't even know.
I like that she, we had to go through it again. And you're like, why? Wasn't it all your lies put on a paper?
I mean, I think the funniest part about it is that she labeled a bunch of preschool kids tyrants.
Yeah.
Because she was a children's pastor. Yeah.
Stray bullets to these little kids.
No joke.
What's going on?
I mean, a female pastor? What the F?
You're not supposed to do that.
Here's the question. How much do you guys want to bet that she didn't even read that book?
I know she didn't. She didn't write it.
Didn't even read it. Yeah. Well, of course she didn't write it.
No way.
Did she even skim it? Did she even, like, put her stamp of approval on it?
No way.
Did she just wake up one day and was like, oh, I guess I met Kim Jong-un. I guess that's what we're going with.
Somebody looked at her and was like, you look like somebody who would shoot a dog and meet Kim Jong-un.
ChatGPT, what did I do today?
Print that.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, I was a freshman and I didn't have a computer. And so I went over to my friend's house and they were all together and I was like, hey, I need to write an essay.
Kim Jong-un was there?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I need to use the computer to write an essay. So they were typing it for me and they included in the midst of all the things that I wanted, just randomly with no pretense, I own a skateboard. just to mess with me to see if they could get it in. And I'm pretty sure that that guy is the one who wrote her book. He's just like, I wonder what I can slide in.
Kim Jong-un.
It shows how publishing companies just don't even pay attention now. They're like, I'm sure it's fine.
Especially from a politician. These people that like shoot out books like left, right, and center. It's all ChatGPT anyway.
Right.
What a beautiful world we live in.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, you're reading a book about somebody that they've never read.
Yeah.
A good time.
It's really great.
I love the idea just how she was so defiant on it. Just the idea, like, if I was to ask, you know, Dave, have you had a, like, did you eat a Subway sandwich the other day? And you're like, well, you know, I ate a lot of pizza recently, and I just want to let you know that the pizza I had was really good. Yeah, but did you have a sub? Well, the pizza I had was spectacular, and I just want you to know that.
I've had a lot of foods.
Right.
I've tried Italian, Chinese.
I don't really want to talk about the Subway, you know.
I'm not going to address specific
Subways. Have you ever met John Stamos, and you're like, I'm not going to get into that?
It leaves it open, though. Like, maybe he has.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm pretty sure Shaky Dave has met John Stamos.
Shaky Dave has had intercourse with John Stamos.
Oh.
Or has he had intercourse with Shaky Dave? One of them is vibrating, and you don't even have to put in a quarter. Anyway, thank you for coming on the show today. You two are fantastic. Where can we find you, Craig?
Oh, we're done. Oh, that was great. I do a show every single day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Central Time. Over on YouTube, you can find me over at Side Scroller Podcast. Join us. If you have common sense, we would love for you to come join us, as that's what we do on a day-to-day basis.
Jimmy Mac?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram.
Are you coming back? I'm sorry.
No, I thought there was going to be two more bars.
No, I don't have any more bars.
That was the end.
I broke them into fourths and sold them to the janitor.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok. It's GYMYIV. On Instagram, I always post my tour posters. Usually the fall and the spring is when I do most of my shows. And I'm on college campuses and military bases the most, but I also do private venues and comedy clubs as well.
And he's opened for me many times. He's fantastic. And also, is the IV, I ask hard-hitting questions, is that for the fourth?
Yeah. Yeah, James Ray Watson McCartney IV is my full name.
It's not Intervenus, is not your full name.
No, it is not. I wish. One can only hope.
What a prestigious name.
Yeah. It is a very knightly name.
I know.
Mm.
No pressure to have a son, which is why I'm going to either end up childless or with eight daughters.
It's always good when there's a fourth and no fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's bad when there's a fourth and then there was a fifth. That brings us to the end of the world. All right. Senator Lindsey Graham said the FBI is now in possession of his cell phone after it was reportedly hacked. What images do you think the FBI found on Senator Graham's hacked phone? QB.
Kristi Noem's rightfully killed goat.
Fair enough.
Wow.
I'm just going to go harder and harder on this argument every time.
Into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... perhaps maybe some videos of him with his niece or some M&Ms arranged on his genitalia.
Oh, I thought you were talking like a family event.
Oh, wait.
I guess it is.
I mean, it was, yeah. It was in Ashley's diary. Yes.
Craig.
I know it's Craig.
He's staring. An RSVP to possibly one of Diddy's parties.
Oh, very nice.
I'm going to say a step-by-step methodology for how to conceal stroke symptoms.
Not working out. He's not checking those notes.
No.
I'm going to say a working man's anus photoshopped over Dan Crenshaw's iPad.
That's amazing.
Well,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Shaky Dave's.